dog. Out at the speedway, same Memphis thing. Well, I can't catch her, but I can get behind anything. Yeah, I can get behind anything.
Was Blow It High Dough off of the Tragically Hip album Up to Here. Next up, we have My Poor Heart by the Glorious Sons. The Glorious Sons are also from Kingston. They're a wonderful band. Different vibe from the Tragically Hip, that's for sure. But this is My Poor Heart off of Young Beauties and Fools. Young Beauties and Fools is a great album. It has so many songs, back-to-back bangers. It's amazing. But this is the first song, obviously. This is My Poor Heart. I'll be here.
I need to rest my poor heart. I think I've taken it too far. I need a cold glass of water and a place to fall apart. I need to rest my poor heart. Yeah, I lost my wallet. I think I'm taking it too far. We'll be right back.
telling you guys, I'm not lying when I say that these songs really set the tone for the whole album. That last one was My Poor Heart by the Gloria Sons off of their album Young Beauties and Fools. Next up, we got a classic. This is John Mayer off of Continuum. And this is Waiting on the World to Change. Enjoy. Was John Mayer, Waiting on the World to Change off of Continuum. Next up, we have Fight Test by The Flaming Lips off of Yoshimi Battles the Pink Robots. Yoshimi Battles the Pink Robots is one of my favorite albums as a whole. I think it's so interesting. I think the style of The Flaming Lips music is really tested in this album, and I think it's super good. I really love everything, but I think that this song really sets the tone for the rest of the album. Speaking of this song, Fight Test, if you've ever heard Yusuf Cat Stevens' song Father and Son, you are going to be able to hear a lot of similarities between the song and that. And without further ado, this is Fight Test off of Yoshimi Battles the Pink Robots. Enjoy.
I thought it better not to fight. I thought there was a verdict.
But to surrender, I just wept and regretted this moment.
Isn't that the most awesome song ever? I love that song so much, but I'll stop geeking out about it. That was Fight Test by the Flaming Lips off of their album Yoshimi Battles the Pink Robots. I urge you to listen to that album. Please, if you're going to listen to any of them. Honestly, you should listen to all of them, but you should definitely listen to that one. Next up, we're going to keep on kind of a theme of electronic, I guess. This is Tame Impala off of Currents. The first song, Let It Happen. Enjoy it. I'll be here.
It's always around me, always.
That was Let It Happen by Tame Impala off of the album Currents. Definitely listen to this whole album. It's insane. Anyway, after the short break, we're going to go with Running Up That Hill by Kate Bush off of Hounds of Love. Kate Bush is kind of a I wouldn't say that she's a controversial artist, but like definitely an interesting style to her voice and to her music that I think isn't, it's like wine. You have it once and you're like, I don't know. And then you keep having it and you're like, oh, this is pretty good. No diss on Kate Bush because I love her, but I know it's not everyone's cup of tea. Anyway, I'm rambling. Running Up That Hill, A Deal With God by Kate Bush off of Hounds of Love. See you after the break.
Since its inception in 2022, CFRC Power Plays has become the number one destination for all things Queens football.
And that is a touchdown for the Gales!
With over 50 million lifetime views, CFRC Power Plays is the defining voice in Queens football coverage.
Looking for Nico Cuomo! Cuomo, my goodness! Nico Cuomo with a touchdown!
Follow us today on Instagram at CFRC Power Plays, your number one spot for rock solid football action.
The Dan School of Drama and Music presents George Orwell's Animal Farm, a sharp political allegory that traces the rise and fall of a revolutionary ideal, exploring how the pursuit of equality, self-governance, and collective freedom become manipulated and corrupted by the lure of power. This new adaptation by Dr. Craig Walker, premiering at the Dan School of Drama and Music and featuring Queen's University students, foregrounds the enduring relevance of Orwell's warning about authority, propaganda, and the fragile nature of democratic ideals. The show runs from March 5th to 15th with 7:30 p.m. and 2 p.m. show options. March 5th is a Pay What You Can preview, and March 4th at 2 p.m. is a relaxed performance. Tickets can be purchased at showpass.com/dsdm-animal-farm.
Hi, my name is Genevieve, and I'll be hosting Peace, Love, and Jenny on CFRC 101.9 FM on Saturday evenings at 8 p.m. We'll be exploring everything from pop and soul to funk, jazz, and even a touch of hip-hop. Music that spans decades but all connects through good vibes, peace and love, and of course, a little bit of me, Jenny. See you there!
How it
That was Kate Bush's Running Up That Hill off of the album Hounds of Love. Definitely listen to the whole thing if you like that song. Next up, we have Everything in Its Right Place by Radiohead off of Kid A. I think this is the only song in this episode that says the name of the album at the very beginning of the song, which I think is really unique. And I think it's really cool. So listen to the Kid A, Kid A, Kid A at the start here. It's kind of weird. It's a little bit electronic, but you'll see it. And yeah, this is Everything in Its Right Place off of Kid A. This is Radiohead. Enjoy. That last one was Everything in Its Right Place by Radiohead off of Kid A. Next up, we have Neighborhood Number 1, brackets, Tunnels, by Arcade Fire off of Funeral. Funeral by Arcade Fire, I think, has got to be one of my most listened to albums. It's insane. It's so good. I love Arcade Fire. And I think that this song is genuinely amazing. And it really sets, as I'm saying, it sets the tone for the whole album. And you should really listen to this album. Cool. Okay, I'll see you after Neighborhoods by Arcade Fire. Bye.
Yeah.
Okay, fun fact about that song, if you were listening to the guitar, I just read this off a CBC article, so I'm going to repeat it to you. Arcade Fire's Introduction to the World came by Funeral's opening track and first single, which featured a haunting, distant lead guitar, giving the track an ethereal, nostalgic quality that has defined the band's sound ever since. According to Wynn Butler, the effect was an accident. During the recording, engineer Howard Billerman forgot to turn the mic on during Butler's best take. So, the guitar was a complete accident, and it literally defined their entire sound, and it's so good, and this album is insane, and yeah. Anyway, the band member, Wynn Butler, actually describes that the first track on the record, the song you just listened to, it sounds insane. It's almost like a broken record. That's what he said. So, super cool. I love that song so much. It's so good. The whole album's so good. Please listen to it. Anyway, next up we have Once Twice Melody by Beach House off of the album Once Twice Melody. Enjoy it. That was Once Twice Melody by Beach House off of the album Once Twice Melody. Next up, we have My Sweet Lord Demo by George Harrison off of Early Takes Volume 1. This is kind of a deep cut, but I think this is really good. It's very raw. You're going to see that there's a lot missing off of this song because it's a demo, obviously, compared to the original or the actual release. But yeah, I think this is good. Ainsley loves this song, so shout out. Shout out to you, girl. All right, this is My Sweet Lord Demo.
My Sweet Lord.
My Sweet Lord
That was My Sweet Lord Demo off of Early Takes Volume 1 by George Harrison. Early Takes Volume 1 kind of just goes through a lot of the songs that you're going to see on All Things Must Pass. But there's also a couple of other ones in there. And I think that these demos are just, or early takes as well, are really good. They're really raw. And I think they're beautiful. I really love the first song, My Sweet Lord, because I think the drums are really interesting, and I don't think it's something that you hear as much in the actual release. Anyways, next up we have Joni Mitchell, Morning Morgantown. This is off of her album, Ladies of the Canyon. Enjoy.
When morning comes to Morgantown,
town. The merchants roll their awnings down. The milk trucks make their morning rounds in morning Morgantown. We'll rise up early with the sun to ride the bus while everyone is yawning and the day is young in morning Morgantown. Morning Morgantown, buy your dreams a dollar down. Morning any town you name, morning's just the same. We'll find a table in the shade and sip our tea and lemonade and watch the morning on parade in morning Morgantown. Ladies in their rainbow fashions, colored stop and go lights flashing, we'll wink at total strangers passing in morning Morgantown. Smile to win you with our all the morning still to live in morning Morgantown. Morning Morgantown, buy your dreams a dollar down. Morning any town you name, morning's just the same.
Joni Mitchell, The Woman That You Are, that song is so good. Her vocals are insane. Did you hear the last morning there? Like the way that she did like a vocal flip almost. It was so good. I love this song. I love the album Ladies of the Canyon. And most of all, I love Joni Mitchell. Despite that one time where you took all your music off of Spotify and I cried. But I forgive you because you put it back. That's what counts. Anyways, thank you guys so much for listening to today's episode. Let's recap what we did. We heard, not in order, Neighborhood Number 1, Tunnels, off of Funeral by Arcade Fire. We heard Blow It High Dough, Tragically Hip, from Up to Here. We heard Everything in Its Right Place, Radiohead, Kid A, Running Up That Hill, Kate Bush, Hounds of Love, Let It Happen, Tame Impala, by, off of Currents, Once Twice Melody by Beach House, off of Once Twice Melody, My Sweet Lord, The Demo by George Harrison, Early Takes Volume 1. We heard Waiting on the World to Change, John Mayer, off of Continuum, Fight Test by The Flaming Lips, off of Yoshimi, Battles, The Pink Robots, and last, oh, no, we heard Morning, no, sorry, My Poor Heart by The Glorious Sons, off of Young Beauties and Fools, and last but not least, in any capacity, we heard Morning Morgantown by Joni Mitchell, off of Ladies of the Canyon. Thank you guys so much for listening today. That whole episode was the first song off of Amazing Albums that sets the tone for the rest of the album. I hope it encourages you guys to listen to more music in full, like listen to an entire album in full, start to finish. I think it's a really great way to actually interact with art because you actually do it intentionally. Please do so. Anyways, thank you guys so much for listening and we'll see you next week. Happy Tuesday.
You are listening to CFRC Radio from Queen's University in Kingston, Ontario, 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca.
Are you listening from inside a local prison, or do you have a friend or loved one in a local prison or youth detention center? Calls from Home is a monthly radio program for you. On Calls from Home, we share voicemails, messages, song requests, and dedications. Anyone can contact us with a message or song request for a friend or loved one on the inside. To get in touch, call or text 613-917-1390. Email cfrcprisonradio@riseup.net or send us a message on Instagram at cfrcprisonradio. The CFRC radio signal reaches the following local and regional prisons: Millhaven, Bath, Collins Bay and Frontenac, Joyceville and Pittsburgh, the Sundance Youth Detention Center here in Kingston, Quinte in Napanee, and the Cape Vincent Correctional Facility in upstate New York. Messages and song requests will be broadcast once per month on Wednesday between 7 and 8 p.m. here on CFRC 101.9 FM or on the web at cfrc.ca. For 2025, Calls from Home will air on the following dates: April 16th, May 14th, June 11th, July 9th, August 6th, September 3rd, October 1st, October 29th, November 26th, and December 24th. Please send in your message at least one day before the broadcast date. These upcoming show dates, contact info, and additional information is available online at cfrc.ca or on Instagram at CFRC Prison Radio. We look forward to receiving your messages and sharing them over the airwaves.
What show do you listen to make your Monday mornings that much better?
Absolutely Frivolous on CFRC 101.9 FM.
We play all kinds of comedy, stand-up, sketch, songs, even poetry, and the occasional interview. Mondays at 10:30 a.m. Tune in or listen to Absolutely Frivolous on our archives page on cfrc.ca.
St. Monday watches over you and me and grants the bone exhausted some liberty.
Years and they're still letting us near microphones.
It's true. We've got the music, the stories, and absolutely no filter.
From deep cuts to guilty pleasures, if it made noise in the last three decades,
we're probably playing it.